Okay, it is a big weekend in college football, and as always, we have got you covered right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. We are hitting on a number of different conferences, but right now, you know what, we're going to change things up a bit. We're going to head into the Sun Belt and into beautiful San Marcos, Texas, and visit with Texas State head football coach Dennis Franchione. He is joining us in the Quicken Loans Studios and at YSR. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing great.
Well, we want to get our listeners updated because the Bobcats right now, you guys are trending in the right direction. A lot of positives that are taking place. Just to quickly recap, you guys beat Georgia State last weekend to move 4-3 overall, 1-2 in Sun Belt play. What has been your assessment of how the Bobcats have played up to this point? Because you're showing marked improvement week to week.
We're pleased to be where we are. This is our second year to be an FBS school, so we moved up a year ago and we got through non-conference play 2-1. We lost to Lafayette at their place, and then we lost a nail-biter, tough one at the end of Monroe, and then we got the win against Georgia State. So as we head into the second half of the season, our season is in front of us, and that's where you'd like for it to be.
Okay, as we reflect on the numbers, though, from last year, you were 4-8 overall, 2-4 in your former conference. What do you think has been, you said you'd lost some close ones, but what do you think the biggest difference is in terms of helping this team, this program, move forward? I mean, how would you characterize this year's team?
Well, last year, being our first year in FBS football, we were hopeful, but I think our players were a little uncertain of what they were getting into. This year's team has been through it for a year now, and they're far more hungry, I think would be the descriptive, to do well, and much more aware. Our defense has played much better this year. We're leading the conference in scoring defense, and we've generally week in and week out gotten a pretty solid performance from our defense, which has been good because we're relatively young on the offensive side of the football.
Dennis Franchione is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He has a history of turning programs around, and boy, you like to face that tough competition. Look at your strength of schedule. You certainly have been tested. You have faced the top team in the Big 12 Conference in Texas Tech. You did that September 21st, and as I understand, the Bobcats really were in the hunt for most of that game, even though the final score indicated otherwise.
You know, we were. We had two or three glitches that really hurt us. We had the balls twice inside the 10 and didn't score. And then we fumbled once backed up that they picked up and ran in. We were on about the 10-yard line. So if you reverse those three plays or three situations, it certainly could have been a close game down to the very end. And Texas Tech is proving to be a very good ball club.
I was going to say, what is your assessment of the job that Cliff Kingsbury has done this year? I mean, 7-0, they're undefeated. They're going into Norman, Oklahoma this weekend on Saturday. It's not been easy, but he really is one of the young, hot coaches in all of college football.
Well, he's done a great job. Anytime you can get your team to this point in time undefeated, you've done a good job. Now, he does have the meat of his schedule coming up. So, Oklahoma this week, he still has Texas to play, and some different Oklahoma State. He's still got some tough games ahead of him. So, but they're capable and their defense is playing well, and of course they can score points.
Dennis Franchione joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We were just hitting on Texas Tech, and it seemed like in some ways we're at the midpoint of the college football season, but that was a turning point for you in the fact that you guys inserted Tyler Jones as your starting quarterback, and he's done some nice things. He's only a freshman.
That's true. We inserted Tyler in the Wyoming game, and we quickly put up 42 points. And he's still learning, and it took a little while for him to get his feet on the ground as a true freshman. And we kind of held on to him for a while, and then it became apparent that we needed to give him a shot, and he did well. And I think he's got a very bright future ahead of him, and all the experience he's getting this year is going to be helpful. We're still going to have some ups and downs and some growing pains, but each passing day and each passing game, he gets better.
Coach Fran, how do you and your offensive coordinator, Mike Schultz, how do you work with a freshman and get them settled down? Because they're going to have those moments where they're overwhelmed in some games.
It's a constant daily process because as I was telling Tyler yesterday, you want to give him as much as you can give him, but you don't want to overload him. You don't want to give him too much. And so there has to be dialogue and communication between him and Coach Schultz and I, so that we can feel like when we do call plays that there are plays he's comfortable with and knows the adjustments to and can make the best of, and yet not put him in situations where he's maybe not completely comfortable with or somewhere where a bad play can happen. And that only happens through constant dialogue, constant communication, watching him practice, watching him absorb and make adjustments on a daily basis right now. And with the change in a game plan from week to week, that even has to be a little bit more important than just like spring practice or in August.
Well, Tyler Jones, he's a freshman quarterback. I'm not going to be surprised at the level of success that he's going to have at Texas State because he knows how to win. He won a 3A state championship in Stephenville, didn't he?
He did, and in that game, he accounted for 9 touchdowns, 4 rushing and 5 passing.
So, wow.
I think it's safe to say that we have a good quarterback for our team for the next few years.
Well, another bright spot, of course, you guys are doing a great job of running the ball. Talk about sophomore Robert Lowe, because he's been racking up some career-best performances this season.
Well, he's getting close to 700 yards already in the first 7 games, and we have a good depth situation at running back, but Robert has done so well that he's kind of become our workhorse and our go-to guy along with Chris Nuthall. And Robert's got great vision, great weave, great moves. He's probably our most complete back. He runs well, obviously, but he can catch the ball out of the backfield and he can block. So he fulfills all the 3 areas that a running back needs to be good at.
You know, we hit on things offensively, but what about defensively? As I understand, Texas State plays some excellent run defense. You guys lead the Sun Belt in rush defense.
That has been our key, and that has been the thing that we have been able to gain strength from on a weekly basis, is that our defense is pretty solid, that we have faced some pretty prolific offensive teams here early in the season and hung in there in both against the run and the pass. We're getting some turnovers. We're more experienced on that side of the ball. We've had more guys that have played more days, like Arakpo, DJ Yendry, Craig Mager, Damian McMiller. All those guys are doing a good job of making plays and making big plays for us. Justin Uji's gotten a couple big interceptions for us that have set up scores. So it's been comforting after last year to see our defense improve and to know that we can count on them some.
And Yendry, he had been hurt for most of the season, but he's played in the last 2 games. How's he doing?
You know, in the very first growing pads of the very first day, he tore a ligament in his foot. And so it took quite some time for it to heal. It wasn't a complete tear, which we were fortunate. And he came back and played in the Monroe game. We planned on playing him about 24 snaps. I think he played 38, and then Saturday night he played 50-some. So he's back. He's doing well. He's a force to be reckoned with. I've coached a long time. He is one of the best defensive linemen I've ever coached.
Dennis, you have coached a long time. You've been a part of the college football scene for many, many years. In fact, at a number of high-profile schools, whether it's been TCU, Alabama, Texas A&M, it seems like you perhaps have found a final destination and a home there in San Marcos, in Texas State. This is your second time there. How is it different, and how are you enjoying it?
You know, we loved it here the first time. We just couldn't pass up the opportunity to be an FBS head coach at that time with New Mexico, and we kind of regretted or hated leaving, but we still had great friends here and loved it here. We had 25,000 students when I was here the first time, and I kept thinking, gosh, this school wanted to. And so then when the opportunity presented itself to come back and to see what's happened with facilities and the move to FBS football and the vision of our president and athletic director, and now we have nearly 36,000 students, and would have more if we wanted. We just can't build buildings fast enough. I tell everybody that the school bird is a crane. We've got one on every corner building something just to keep up with all the growth that this university's going through. So it's an exciting time to be here. I'm grateful to be back. We love San Marcos. I love the people here, love the university, and it's in Central Texas where we love being.
It is an exciting time for Dennis Franchione talking Texas State football, and we were hitting on some of the transition that you guys have had to go through, obviously being in a new conference in the Sun Belt, and also facing, it really has been like a dual challenge going from the FCS to the FBS. How have you been handling all of that?
Well, you know, we had, fortunately, a pretty good plan in place with our athletic director, Larry Tice, and that certainly helped. And then, you know, there's a process of upgrading the talent on your roster, and we're probably still a year or so away from having a roster that was all recruited to play FBS-level football. But we're getting closer. We're gaining more depth. That's been helpful. And, you know, this is the third conference in 3 years, and I think the biggest adjustment is we haven't played anybody twice, hardly. And getting used to the way that different officials call in each league has been a little bit of a trial and error for us this year, because there's no doubt Sunbelt officials call things that the WAC officials didn't call and didn't call them the same way. And I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying it's an adjustment that we have to understand how this league calls things and handles things, and we're getting better at that.
Dennis Franchione, 28 years as a head coach, fifth season at Texas State. In fact, also have to mention a two-time National Coach of the Year, and you've been a part of this business for such a long time. How much has recruiting changed throughout the years?
Well, it's changed a lot. You know, back in the early days, I don't remember a lot of rules. And, of course, the rule book has grown and grown and grown, and I think for the better for the most part. And the restrictions of how many days you can be out on the road. I remember when I first got in, I was just gone. You know, gone all the time that we didn't have practice or a game. And that wasn't very healthy for your family or for your life or for recruits for that matter. And so there's been a much more quality of life put into it. And the rules, for the most part, have been good rules. Sometimes they get a little cumbersome and difficult to understand and keep up with, and we do need some streamlining. But for the most part, everything that has been done has been for the betterment of the game, and that's been good.
What do you enjoy the most about being a head football coach? I mean, because it seems like from some of the stuff that I've been able to see online and even the videos, I mean, it's more to you than just the X's and O's. It really does seem like that you take real pride in growing up these young men and, you know, investing a lot into them.
You know, that is an easy question to answer. I spent a couple, 3 years away from the game and worked radio like you, and the thing I missed the most was the players and the coaches. And I love being around the young kids, and I love helping turn young men into adults. And I love the relationship with coaches and what they do and the kind of people they are. And the process of pulling a group of people from all different backgrounds together as a team to share the fight for a common goal and a common cause, and to be a team is really something special that not everybody gets to enjoy in their life.
I was going to say, growing these guys up academically, athletically, socially, and also spiritually, that's very important to you. Well, listen, Dennis Franchione has been with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Good luck this weekend, okay?
All right, thank you.
That, of course, was Texas State head football coach Dennis Franchione. Well, stick around. We've got much more coming up at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as it's time for a book review. We're going to be visiting with Susan Rayburn, and has a new book out on Football Nation, 400 Years of America's Game. Stay close.